Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, April 18th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. The U.S. House of Representatives approved a bill Wednesday that requires government authorities to obtain a warrant before purchasing commercially available data from third parties to carry out law enforcement activities. The legislation, dubbed the Fourth Amendment Is Not For Sale, passed 219-199 and requires law enforcement and other government entities to get a warrant before buying information from third-party data brokers who purchase information gleaned from apps. The European Data Protection Board, an EU privacy watchdog, said Wednesday that Meta and other large online platforms should give users an option to use their services for free without targeted advertising. The opinion came after national privacy regulators in the Netherlands, Norway, and Germany asked the EDPB to look into consent or pay models adopted by large online platforms such as Meta. If controllers do opt to charge a fee for access to the equivalent alternative, they should give significant consideration to offering an additional alternative. This free alternative should be without behavioral advertising, the EDPB said in a statement. TikTok has started rolling out TikTok Notes, its photo-sharing Instagram rival, to select Android and iOS users for limited testing in Australia and the United States. TikTok announced TikTok Notes earlier this month, but didn't provide many details about the app other than the name and that it would be populated with the user's existing and future public TikTok photo posts unless they opt out. The official @TikTokComs account on X announced the launch and posted official images of TikTok Notes for those who don't yet have access. AltStore Pal, a third-party iOS app store, is now available for iOS users in the European Union. The store requires a £1.50 plus tax annual subscription to cover Apple's core technology fee for installing the app. AltStore Pal launched with two apps, Testa Delta, a Nintendo emulator, and Clip, a clipboard manager currently forbidden in the App Store. In other Apple news, the company will soon let users in the EU download apps through websites in addition to third-party app stores and the official app store. Developers who opt in and who meet Apple's criteria, including app notarization requirements, will be able to offer iPhone apps for direct download to EU users from their own websites. China-based technology giant Huawei released four models of its high-end Pure 70 smartphone series, believed to be powered by an advanced chip, which is a slight upgrade to that found in last year's Mate 60. The Pure 70 is packed with premium smartphone features and price points that directly compete with Apple's iPhone 15 lineup. According to Huawei's official website, the Pure 70 costs 5,499 yen, the Pure 70 Pro 6,499 yen, the Pure 70 Pro Plus 7,999 yen, and the Pure 70 Ultra 9,999 yen. Twitch is bringing its TikTok-style discovery feed that it has been working on for nearly a year to all Twitch users later this month. The new discovery feed will launch as a tab within the mobile app, and next month some users might see this feed as the homepage of their mobile app. Twitch says all live streams and clips are eligible to appear in the discovery feed as long as they meet its content guidelines. The new feed, however, won't allow you to escape from ads. They will appear in your feed, but you can still scroll past them like before without having to pause your viewing or scrolling experience. Intel announced Thursday that it completed the assembly of the industry's first commercial high numerical aperture extreme ultraviolet machine in its D1X fab in Oregon. This marks an important milestone as the company readies research and development for its 14A process in 2025. The high NA lithography tool will enable Intel to print features up to 1.7 times smaller than possible with existing EUV tools, eventually allowing Intel to shrink to smaller transistors than possible with standard low NA EUV machines. And finally, TikTok parent company ByteDance's AI homework helper is now the second most popular edtech app in the United States. Goth is a math-focused AI app that enables users to get help with their homework simply by snapping a picture of an assignment, such as a page of math exercises, after which the app's AI will work through the solutions. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.